The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me. But you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What the Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Today, the sermon or message that I'm sharing has been prepared for us by Pastor Graham, so our gratefulness to him. Have you ever experienced a situation where you were left dazed and confused? Maybe it was as uncomplicated as putting a shirt on inside out and not realizing it until someone pointed it out. Maybe it was placing your coffee on the roof of your car and you opened your door and then you drove away with the coffee still on the roof. Maybe it was the time you were looking all over for your reading glasses only to discover them perched on your head. Brenda. Life can leave us feeling dazed and confused. At times we may feel dazed and confused emotionally, intellectually, or spiritually. We feel dazed and confused due to many different voices that beckon us. If you want to buy a car and you're not sure what kind of car you want, you will soon be dazed and confused. If you want to build or buy a house and you are not sure what kind of house you want, you will soon be dazed and confused. If you are deciding what to do with your life, go into the military, go to college, or go to university, get married, get a job, change careers, or even retire, you might feel dazed and confused. Our religious lives can also become dazed and confused. If you were a new Christian who moved to the Kitchener-Waterloo area, just think of all the different Christian churches in the area. United, Methodist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, Anglican, United, Apostolic, Mennonite, Missionary, Baptist, Reformed, Roman Catholic, English, Spanish, and German, Nazarene, Disciples of Christ, Church of Christ, English and Spanish, Assembly of God, Church of God, Pentecostal. Oh my goodness, dazed and confused. To make things a bit more confusing, each church offers a different version of a religious belief, a different type of worship, and even different perspective of our Lord Jesus Christ. One church will emphasize tradition. Another group will emphasize Holy Spirit experience. Another religious body will stress the use of reason. By contrast, some people, many of us, have grown up in one church and have a lifelong, constant faith experience. Then, when it's least expected, a terrible life experience shakes one up, and one ends up dazed and confused about faith and life. Speaking of dazed and confused, this is very much the case when people undertake reading the Bible, cover to cover, for the very first time. Not only are there two creation stories, but there is one God of the Old Testament who is the same God of the New Testament. There are four Gospels that agree in some respects, but then differ in other ways. Ask confirmands about being dazed and confused learning about the Bible in their first year of confirmation. It is interesting that invariably the question about the most confusing animal God ever created always comes up with them. Why did God create the platypus? A creature with the bill of a duck, the fur of a dog, the tail of a beaver, and the feet of a frog. In today's gospel lesson, Jesus responds to people who are dazed and confused. The Gospel of John tells us that Jesus was near the temple in Jerusalem during the festival of the dedication. The festival of the dedication of the temple is now known as Hanukkah, and it celebrates the restoration of the temple. In Jesus' time, many Jewish people wondered about whether a Messiah would come and change their political and their religious situation. People were dazed and confused. Should they continue the temple tradition? Was John the Baptist the Messiah? Was Jesus of Nazareth the Messiah? It was then that some Jews asked Jesus if he was the Messiah. If you read John chapter 10, verse 22, and the following verses, you will see that Jesus does not answer, and there are two reasons for his silence. First, their understanding of Messiah is different from his. Their perceptions of the Messiah include political, economic, and religious hopes and expectations that Jesus refuses to fulfill. Jesus' ministry is to proclaim the good news of forgiveness and new life in the kingdom of God. And second, Jesus knows these Jews are not interested in hearing him. Their minds are made up. They choose to reject Jesus. Jesus attributes their rejection to their rejection of him to their not belonging to his flock. They follow another shepherd. Then Jesus speaks of those who belong to him. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. When we feel dazed and confused, we feel lost and afraid. We feel alone and abandoned. We want someone to find us, to call us, to lovingly embrace us, and to tell us that things are going to be okay. If we belong to Jesus, if Jesus is our shepherd, then when we get lost or are feeling dazed and confused, Jesus will look for us and he will find us. What a moment of grace, joy, and peace it is when we hear Jesus calling our names. You see, Jesus knows us. He told the Jewish people about his flock, and he said, I know them. People who go into the hospital often state, I'm in the hospital and not the one that I wanted. The doctors here do not know me. That is not a good feeling. On the other hand, people have said, I was so glad to see my doctor. He knows me. He knows what to do to get me well. It is a great feeling to see someone you know who can help you. That is the way it is with Jesus. And he knows that life is rarely easy. He knows that life has its bumps and bruises, its hurts and its wounds. He knows that we find ourselves lost and depressed, and that we can feel dazed and confused. If you belong to Jesus, he knows you. He calls you. If we belong to Jesus, if Jesus is our shepherd, Jesus will look for us, find us, recognize us, find our wounds, and take us to still waters and green pastures. We no longer feel lost and afraid. We no longer feel alone and abandoned. We no longer feel dazed and confused. We feel the power and the serenity of his presence as it lovingly embraces us. And we know things are going to be okay. The Lord is our shepherd. Thanks be to God.